Hi, welcome back. We're talking with personal chef Diane Ficalora. We're talking about the Thanksgiving feast, and there are so many questions, you know, stuffing in, stuffing out. But I really want to talk about leftovers.
Stuffing.
We could probably spend 2 hours talking about stuffing and different kinds of stuffing. But, you know, the feast is over and you've got all this stuff because you always cook too much.
No matter how many people
you have. You have to cook
too much.
You have to cook too much. And if you don't have 3 teenage boys in the house who are going to eat everything, as I said, by midnight, you will have leftovers. So what are some of the fun things you can do with leftovers?
I love leftovers.
Can you freeze them?
Yes, but you have to freeze. The answer is absolutely yes, but you have to do it right away. Don't leave it in the refrigerator and then say 3 days later, well, I think I'm going to freeze it. Because of 2 major reasons. The first reason being it's out at Thanksgiving. Okay? And then by time you finish up and put it away and this and that and the other thing, so then it's going to stay in the refrigerator for another 3 days. So that's, we're talking, you know, a long time. If you want to freeze it as you're cleaning up that day and put them in the freezer and say, okay, well, I'll take it out, you know, for dinner during the week. And that's fine. If you're not going to freeze it, you could actually freeze cooked turkey. That freezes very well. And then you could take it out and make like a pot pie or a soup or even a vegetable chili. You just, a turkey chili. You start out making a vegetable chili and then you could throw in your leftover turkey. And that's boom, done. You could do it in a crock pot. You also could do sandwiches the next day, the hot sandwiches. You could add cream of chicken soup to the cooked turkey, and you could make an open-faced sandwich. You could grill it with bacon, cheese, avocado. Always comes out good.
Yeah, you could mix it with come out good with bacon and cheese. Right?
It's
cardboard.
Come out
good. I have shoe.
Especially well yeah. done bacon.
Throw a little chocolate.
Then there's always the rice and pasta dishes with the turkey. What I like that's kind of nouveau, if you'd want to say, are the turkey stuffing cakes. So you could take leftover stuffing with, say, some turkey or vegetables. And then you just like beat an egg or two, depending on how much you have, and some mayonnaise to hold it together. And you just make these little patties and fry them lightly. They come out good.
Wow.
I would say they come out very good.
And when you add the vegetables and the turkey, so you like, you know, not, it's not as terrible just eating the leftover stuffing, which I usually just eat cold.
Right, but you could also add other things to it. Like if you don't have any more turkey and you want to add some chicken, you could even use some, you know, shredded turkey chicken breast if you want.
I like that one. Okay.
I also like in little cupcake, in a cupcake pan, you make layers of stuffing. If you have leftover turkey, cranberry, you could put cheese on top and bake that and make little individuals.
In the paper?
No, you don't necessarily need the paper. Just make sure you spray and grease the bottom of the cupcake holder, and they come out great.
So you put a layer of...
You make layers. You just put them... They're just smaller. If you wanted to make a larger casserole, you would take a casserole dish, spray it, put your stuffing on the bottom. Then you would take turkey... leftover turkey with a bag of frozen veg, or if you have any, if you want to put, it can't be really a long cooked vegetable like broccoli. Mm-hmm. It has to be something quick with some mayonnaise, and you mix it up, make that your second layer, and then you could put leftover potatoes on top with cheese, and you just bake that through. Or you could also use ground turkey. You could do stuffing, ground turkey with some flavoring in it, and then... you could put the cheese and potatoes
uncooked
on top.
Ground turkey?
If you have no leftover turkey, you could either cook some with You could brown it if you want. If you're in a rush, it all depends now. If you want to keep it cooking, the fat from that meat will keep everything moist. So you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it would.
You know, back to the frozen for a minute. Can you freeze vegetables and potatoes
after you cook them?
Yeah, like they're leftovers.
Yes, you can cook. You could freeze leftover potatoes, but the vegetables don't always freeze well because of the water content. When you defrost them, they're going to be like blown out and mushy.
Yeah.
So eat them.
Well, use them the next day.
Okay.
Eat them.
Yeah.
Use them the next day. You can make you could stuff tomatoes with them. You can make, if you have, say, spinach left over or broccoli, you could stuff tomatoes. You could stuff cucumbers. You could make a little vegetable pizza on a pita bread. Hmm. I use little pita breads or a wrap. When uh-huh. I just make a little, they come out really tasty. Mm. And you make a little pizza in a toaster oven. What else do I have
here? You can
make
an omelet with the vegetables.
You can make an omelet. You can make pot pies. Mm. You can get the grand muffins and spread them out, roll them out a little bit, and you can make a little dumpling turnover with anything that you have left over. Say some cranberry stuffing. If you don't have a lot left over and you want to make a little snack, you just roll them in the Grand's muffins, you know, the biscuits, the Pillsbury biscuits, uh-huh. yeah. and bake them. They come out really good. You could also put them on top of or underneath the cupcake tin method.
All right. Well, these are some fabulous ideas. I don't
turkey croquettes.
Yes, why not?
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, my God,
that.
I remember
yes, you could
those.
Croquettes.
Turkey croquettes. How do you do those?
I like the fact that you're getting your box ready.
You know?
Your turkey box.
My daughter is actually cooking the turkey at her house, so I don't have to I don't have to take the turkey box out of the garage.
Oh, my God. Wife
usually cooks a turkey, and then he has a special box when he transports
it. I do, actually, and it has a label on it, really, a very official-looking label that says turkey box.
Only and, you, I don't.
Yeah, and you put the turkey, my wife would cook the turkey, and we put the turkey in the pan and then wrap it up with tin foil. And then wrap it up with blankets, and then put it in this big box. And when we finally open the turkey, it's still steaming, and it's moist, and it's great.
Fabulous idea.
Yeah, it works good.
Well, now what are you going to do with the box?
I'm going to have to hope that
wait
nobody got
year.
At it in the garage.
Got to leave it with the Christmas decorations until next year.
Yeah, I'm trying to reduce all of that.
Okay, so, Diane. These are fabulous ideas. I love them. The croquettes,
I don't know. I like the croquette idea.
But we still have like about a minute left. Let's go back to preparing, and we were laughing before about the stuffing, but why do they tell you not to cook the stuffing in the turkey?
Well, you just have to make sure it's cooked. And the reason why... The reason why they want you to make sure it's cooked is that... the cooking, the temperature of the stuffing should be 165 or more, and they want the turkey to be about 165. So you figure if you're going to overcook the turkey by making sure the stuffing is cooked, that's the reason why they tell you nowadays not to do it. But if you cook the stuffing inside, just use a thermometer and make sure it's reading 165.
Okay.
There's no guarantee that your turkey's not going to be dried out, though.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I always cook it in the bird, and it's never dried out.
I say stick to
always
tradition.
Always delicious. It's much better. I mean, I make the leftover stuffing in a pan, and not as good as in the bird.
Truly?
And I also do the neck, and I sew it with needle and thread, just like my grandma did.
I think that's the way to go.
Diane Ficalora, thank you so much. Diane is our personal chef, and you're going to be back next Thanksgiving, right?
I hope so.
Or maybe
Happy
even
Thanksgiving,
before
everyone.
Christmas.
Enjoy.
Everybody have a fabulous holiday. Thanks, Diane. Otto Loos, my co-host, thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Thank you, Dan Cox, Director of Broadcasting, Janine Solaro, our new engineer today, Rebecca Rosenberg. Thank you so much, our fabulous producer, Christina Liu. Next week, folks, we are going to have a group of people that we at Project Independence are thankful for because they help make Project Independence what it is. We're going to have Andy Cohn from the Rehabilitation Institute, and that's the group that does our Help at Home project. We're going to have Andrea Major and Rick Castro, who are with the taxi companies that provide our taxi transportation. We're going to have Carol O'Neill from EAC, which is the organization that provides our respite care and our computer training. And we're going to have Pam Clark from the Family and Children's Association, which provides so much of our social work services. They are wonderful partners. We are thankful for all of them. Everybody have a fabulous Thanksgiving. Please be with us next week. And until then, enjoy life.